I want to sing songs of love, of days wandering in a golden haze. Do you remember the river? Water like tiger's eyes, amber, warm. Small fish darting silver, flashing shoals, shawls of colour, zigzagging through golden water. We rolled like otter, lazy, purring pleasure. I felt no edges in that liquid place. It's Sunday, the 18th of February, 2024. I don't really know why I'm turning the recorder on, except I've just been over to where the harps were. And as I was walking my usual route that I always take, I had have this image all the time when I look at the site or go past it or view it from a distance, of this absence, this sense of lack of kind of negativeness, like a vacuum, it's sort of surprise but shot through with regret and alarm, actually, because I realize I've been relying on the array for the whole of its life, for the last two decades, the tripods witnessing every sound that came from those resonators. And I knew that they were sounding, whether I was here or not, like it's something that you can trust, something that you've grown so used to and invested so much in, that when it's gone, suddenly gone, and you're just left with an inanimate object, the thing that animated that project was the sound world, was the fact that the resonators would speak and they would be driven by the meteorology present on the site. Nature singing. And I guess it just became part of my expectation of the reality that I was inhabiting in the world. It became that essential, and now it's gone, and so I'm all wobbly. The presence of the array was second nature. So its absence is extraordinarily deeply felt. As a part of my soul has gone. Oh, feel that wind. That's weird, because this should be sheltered from the westerly, but I think it's gone almost southeast, and the wind is sneaking in round the left hand side of the macrocarpus and tickling the hairs on the back of my neck. One, two, three, four. The good.
If you're talking about, if you think about the sculpture works, the early, you know, conventional works, and then the development of the electroacoustic, which do you think expresses most clearly, allows the most expression of yourself most clearly?
Oh, I don't think there's any difference between them. No. I think it worked like.
It's just purely where you were at the time, though.
The Linda Quinnis settings. I think that's just absolutely pure me.
The songs.
Yeah, the songs. I think there's.
It's just to do with where you were at the time. You mean the difference?
Yeah, and the mode that I was using. Yeah.
This is a two-channel recording made on the site of the Patero Harps on Valentine's Day 2014, the 14th of February.
Probably. I mean, I'm not saying they're not, that they're not you. I mean, they're what
well,
you mean.
I think probably.
But in terms of just the ideas and, you know, the things that you've been thinking about and doing, I don't think that you could ever have done it in a conventional mode.
No, probably not.
They would never have sounded.
No.
They would never have given you the language.
No. You're quite right. You're quite right. Absolutely right. In fact,
It would have been trapped into a sort of a
conventional musical expression.
And it would never have taken flight in the same way.
No. Absolutely right.
This is take two. Same thing. Here we are. I'm just filming in the tent, and here's Colleen coming in the door. She's going to be preparing the tea tonight. Colleen is chef tonight. Well, it's Thursday, the 8th, I think it is, of February 2024. I'm lying on the couch on the southern side of the Patero house. As you can tell by my voice, I'm almost totally inert. I can hardly speak. I'm so empty. It is the weirdest feeling. Now, Cole, what are we having tonight? Are we having something extended or something relatively condensed? We've settled down and done our usual clean-up and preparations and so forth. And the harps are not there, of course. I photographed the stones today. There's been stock, sheep, on the site, and so the grass has been, you know, reduced, and so you can see the stones. Now, would you like to describe the meal to us, please?
Not really.
Why not?
As it goes.
No, I want you to describe it.
Well, I'm going to prepare the onions.
prepares the onions. Where?
It's going to be in a base of red onion.
But I'm... I'm really at a loss as to what to do with myself.
As Max would say, molto bene.
Molto bene.
Molto bene. Sacramento.
Poscadore.
Facchiereto. It doesn't feel bad, it just feels strange.
Now here we are, we've got the oil in the pan, but we've got no flame. I guess I'll settle to some sort of routine. I've got a bit of reading. I've already written a bit, but... it's a sort of a... I get a book, I start to read, I get a paragraph down the page and I'm asleep. I go to write and in the end I wake up and the pen's sitting on my stomach and a piece of paper's beside me, but just with a few little squiggles on it.
Nigella, what are you doing at the moment? Are you sautéing the onions? Are you? You're sautéing the onions. You are.
And I really don't know what's going to happen in the next 12 days.
Testing, testing. Swinging way the hell over there. Not level, is it? Just pull hard and cleat. Unclip the string. I need to be pulled back about there. So why don't you tie it to the thing there? Is that possible for you to do? I can't do it.
Testing, testing. I've been wondering how it feels to be suspended under a tripod. Maybe I could construct a large tripod and suspend myself. It'd need to be amplified in some way, so that I could mix my voice with the string vibrations.
This is a recording of tidal surges just before high tide, 4th of February 2016. It's to go with images that Manfred is taking.
of the river.
But do you think yourself, the sort of things, the way your ears have gone,
yeah,
the things you're interested
yeah
in, and if you just talk about, when you're talking about...
down in the hollow, and
like the morphology of sound.
Unamplified, yeah, you can hardly see anything at all.
No.
Apply those principles to...
Well, you could.
Oh, here
you
we go. Now, here's a marvelous demonstration of opening the watties. Oh, very good.
But it's a circular motion. Yes.
Inside dance.
No, it doesn't.
Opened in. No. Yeah, I mean, it's
Monday, 30th of January.
Well, that's what I find quite
interesting. Out. Just a note to remind myself when I get back.
Okay. Oh, just hear that. Oh, and the smell.
Right,
smell.
You must
have the whole thing, yeah. And now.
Okay.
That's it. Were you serious about having the salad as an
entree? And what's even more is how
we do this. We've got a marvellous hand contraption here with our sieve, cloth and various utensils. And here we've got the wonderful hat mobile.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Well, I mean, because none
one
of
one more thing.
Really
is
in
no. Sunday, no, a little bit later.
No. Testing. No.
I mean, it's like the quarter, isn't it?
This is Patterell.
Here now, well, something's happened over here. Now we've got the tomatoes in. Look at the valley. Oh, boy. Celebratingly good.
But maybe that's the whole thing.
1992.
As you come to terms.
It's
well,
7:15.
It's the next morning.
Friday.
You'll never lose some of that.
Right,
it's
the middle of the night.
And here is the chef. Look at this. Dreaming.
All in one day.
Great. Thinking a bit.
Woke up this morning.
Overcast.
Fine.
I mean, there'll always be that lingering.
Now,
and maybe that's why. Who knows?
Raining like a bastard.
Where the heart once been.
What are you doing cooking? Aren't you supposed to be a famous cinematographer?
I am, but I'm a woman, so basically I
see
the chores.
Yes, that's right, the tiger. The male is... Where's he at the moment?
Over the long stretch of
feet. Filming me, doing the chores.
Oh, I see that.
Southwest.
This is
proper stuff.
Yeah. I look at the...
Doesn't change the cold fridge.
Now this is how some of the best dishes in the world are created. Totally unknown to the culinary experts in Rome, Paris and London.
I'm halfway through bringing the bubble of this gun. I found a bit of bad.
Then the spaghetti goes in when that's cooked.
People need you back in for me.
Okay, we're closing now.
Now this is a way of using your 1950s Watty spaghetti in a way that you'll never ever forget.
That's what I was thinking more specifically, maybe just observing the sort of rhythms and things, you just sort of notice.
With much more control.
Should we have pictures of the pudding?
High tide stone dragon.
We now have the disemboweling of the corn chips.
It doesn't change cold fresh.
And the dishing up of the grub.
We try again, just with two channels. Actually, there's some nice reporting here.
Olive oil is the only vegetable that I really enjoy.
Oh, look, this very neat and tidy. Corn chips go in the little bowl.
That'll all go in a minute. Hurry! 1, 2.
Tiger again, Wednesday the 18th of February 2014, and it's about 5 minutes before sunset. My theory is that when the sun goes down over the horizon, the cicadas will stop singing. Very fluky, very, very soft breeze. I'll clean the strings now, but they'll just stay in fluctuation most of the time, hopefully. Just like they're doing, but at some point the cicadas will stop. That's my theory. And I'm sticking to it.
Funny thing is, I look back over the recordings and the notes from 40 years. Come here anyway, and in the studio work, you know, periodically, time and time and time again, there's this, oh dear, I think I've stopped, what's going to happen now?
Testing. Watching the stars last night, it became very clear to me why I like the stone alignment piece so much. And walking on the low tide beach this morning, wiped absolutely clean, and with all of the objects on it, pebbles and driftwood and so forth, sitting in its absolutely right position relative to the physical environment that they're in, I realised that each time the tide ebbs, it leaves a tabula rasa, a completely clean slate, with everything arranged on it with complete integrity, like a new start over and over and over and over again. And when I walk on it, following my shadow and individuating those particular stones that have been placed by the sea, fit into the shadow of my head, I'm somehow linking that random and yet completely true placement of the stones with the celestial placement of the stars through interfacing my body between our planet and our star and letting that have its effect on the tabula rasa produced by the effects of the sea on the seashore. It sounds sort of stupid and complicated and pompous when I try and explain it, but I find it a really elegant and extremely moving task. While I'm doing it, and particularly to contemplate its repercussions expressively, if you allow yourself to give it some kind of significance, it relates to the whole business of what happens to you in your life as a human being, the sorts of decisions you make, whether you're actually capable of making any decisions which illustrate real volition, or whether you're just really like a stone or a star.
Just in front of me, the little fantail flying at the window trying to get in. Probably hear it chattering. It's gone back onto the outside of the veranda. God, they're beautiful, aren't they? They're so optimistic, those birds. Everything about their flight is just so... Oh, here it comes closer. You can't get in there. Why are you doing that? Now it's flown away.
I can't. I can't, Cole. I've got one string left. It's okay, I can fix them up. See, I need a string to... I think the sound is great.
I'm on Pete's Seat, Friday, the 9th of February 2024. We're staying in the house. Been here a couple of days. High tide. A light southwesterly wind. Bit of high cloud. Otherwise, I'm cooking here. I've looked at this view for I don't know how many times with this recorder in front of my mouth, trying to capture the plethora of feelings and deep sensations that I was experiencing. All prompted by this location, I always felt. And is what I left out was my own subjective requirements and imagination. It was all so tilted towards what the environment was giving me rather than the other way around, what I was giving it. And now I can see both and understand both sides. Now I get this distinct feeling, okay, you don't want to experience this as memory. If I can't experience it as fact, as the now, I need to move on. And let it take its place within the trajectory of my life. Expressing feelings like that a few years ago would have brought tears. Now there's just a tremendous gratitude for the gift. And lots of sensation, but it's sort of like it's dissipated and spread across my soul in a way that I really don't have words for. I'm back in the house, and I've just listened to the previous recording. And when the recording finished, that's when I burst into tears. So I'm not so immune after all from an enormous sense of loss. And that's as it should be. Driven to press record.
Not even a bowler.